Welcome to another Carl and Lloyd Sports Show. I'm Robert Laidlaw.
I'm Sean Carlin.
The Boston Light and Gawler Football Association is underway, and it's some really up and down results.
Well, after last year, it's probably good for them to get on the board and actually get the games up and running. They must be really pleased and excited about that.
Yeah, we've spoken at length about the effects of the COVID-19 on sports, but it looks like it's clear sailing this year for the local footy and netball.
I think that's great for all the sports out there, because last year was a tough year for all sport, especially local sports. So it's great that they can get back up there and fans and supporters can get out and watch.
Now, I know at the end of this you're going to ask me for my prediction for this year, so I'll save it till then.
I am going to ask you, because you know me pretty good.
Yeah, well, when we look at the early rounds, it's been three rounds at this stage, but Angaston looked good. Now, they've been pretty close the last couple of seasons, but they really looked the goods.
Well, what's the difference? What's have they recruited well?
Well, I think they've got a couple of really top players, that former league players. Steve Summerton used to play for Port Adelaide, captain Port Adelaide for many years, and Jay Shannon, he's also played for North Adelaide and other teams. He's their coach. I think those two players are key in generating the play out of the middle.
I imagine, though, that they've got to have a fairly stable group of players. Like, you can bring people in, can't you? But and a few players can make a difference, but you've got to have that core group. Do Angaston have that core group that obviously been part of the club for a while?
Well, they've got that experience now, those junior players that have come through. Some of them have gone out and played junior footy and reserves in a couple of league games for Central District, et cetera, et cetera. Those guys now are, you know, you're 24-year-olds, 25-year-olds, those types of guys. They're really melding in with some of the couple of years older, 28-year-old type guys, and they've really got a good mix there. And with some of them and Shannon sort of there sort of dictating play and lending that SNFL type experience, that's sort of a very good recipe.
Sounds like they're going to have a good year.
Yeah, well, they won their first couple of games. They beat Barcelona by like over 15 goals in round one, and then they had a bye in round two, and then in round three they won the Anzac game against Newry quite comfortably by, you know, almost 10 goals. So everything's pointing to a fairly handsome season for Angaston.
So who else is up there? Well, who else do we have to look out for?
I now put Tanunda in the mix. Now, Tanunda, you know, they've had a fairly shaky start to the season. I mean, they beat Kapunda quite handsomely. Then they lost to South by six goals. But they've now got a third wheel in Justin Westhoff.
Justin Westhoff, who just retired from Port Power from AFL.
Yes.
He's playing for Tanunda.
Yes, he's joined his brothers Lee and Matthew. So they're three Westhoffs now playing for Tanunda. Now,
wow.
In his first game, which was round three, when Tanunda beat Barossa by 26 goals, he kicked nine goals.
Hell.
Nine goals.
That's a big get, isn't it? That's a big coup for Tanunda to get him playing.
I mean, when was the last time a player kicked nine goals in their A-grade debut for their club? I mean, really? And their home club.
When was the last time that a very, very fabulous AFL player had their debut for a Barossa Gawler, light Gawler team?
Well, it has happened, but this is his original club. He played junior footy here before.
Yes, well, he's a Barossa boy. So, I mean, they're great stories, aren't they? Because, I mean, I imagine all of Tanunda are very proud of him and would have followed his football career. And to be able to come back and play for your home club with your brothers is probably a great way to finish your footy career, isn't it?
Oh, it is. It's the three of them, I believe, did play together at Central District before Justin sort of really got established with Port Power. But, you know, just to see the three of them play for Tanunda, all of a sudden, Tanunda looked pretty good, mate.
Well, that's a big win, isn't it? But Barossa must be struggling, are they?
Yeah, look, Barossa sort of there. They lost to, like I said, Angaston by like 15, 16 goals or something. Then they lost to Newry by a similar margin. And then, of course, this loss will not help them. And, you know, when you look at Barossa, they've got a few of the guys that have been there when they were successful. And then they've got Lee Wiswick, who used to play for North Adelaide. I believe he's coaching them. But they haven't got those big, tall guys they used to have. So, yeah, they're going to struggle.
Looks like it. Who else? What's the rest of the ladder look like?
Well, while you're talking about Barossa, I remember the days, you know, back before the – from 2000 to, you know, 2008 and that type of region, Freeling and Barossa were the easy beats in the competition. But they've since sort of like turned the corner, especially Barossa. They've won multiple premierships, 6-7 premierships or something since then. But Freeling – now, Freeling dropped out of the competition last season with the pandemic. So they've come back. They had a bye the first week, and then they got fairly well beaten by Gawler Central, 24 goals to 2. And then in round 3, they lost 17 goals to 6 to Kapunda, their local rival. And they still got Adam Koschel, one of the best ruckmen in the competition, and Scott Dutsky, he's still there. So I reckon they'll improve, but I suppose it's going to be hard for them to get a lot of their players back after not playing last season.
Did many of their players move to other clubs, or they just didn't play at all?
Well, I'm not 100% sure, but looking at the names that on their list, like Heinrich and a few of those guys, they've retained a lot of the local guys, but I suppose a lot of the imports that they had a lot of imports, and probably they've lost a lot of those types of guys, and that's probably hurting them.
And that's part of the sort of, I guess, organising a club, isn't it? Saying before, if you've got a couple of imports, but you've got that really strong core players that have been part of the club for a while, then you're probably going to have a successful team for a few years. But if you're really filling up a team that's struggling with some star players, while they're there, you can have that success. But as soon as they move on, you're back where you started.
Now, with the rest of the competition, it's fairly even. It's like you've got Kapunda, South Gawler, Williston, Gawler Central and Nuriupta. They're all sort of going to be challenging for a final spot. They're all sort of it's hard to sort of really put your finger on who's going to sort of pull away from the pack. But, you know, when you look at them, like with Kapunda, they're a bit of a surprise. They've won a couple of games. They got Tyrell Hocking, who was Eddie Hocking's son. He's a good little player. And recently they picked up Wyatt Ryan, who's been with Central Districts Footy Club, played the first couple of games in the reserves for Centrals. He played for them in the Anzac game against for Kapunda against Freeling and won the Anzac medal. He's a big, tall lad, 103 centimetres, 98 kilo. I'm sure he'll go back to Central District. He's too good a player to not sort of – he's only young, 19, so he's got to sort of give the SNFL another crack, surely.
You'd hope so. But, I mean, we've talked about it before, haven't we? With the SNFL now, there are so many different pathways, and like country footy or even metro footy can offer a great pathway for young players, and they might decide to take that depending on what they're doing with work and the rest of their life.
Yeah, he's a good sportsman, young Wyatt. He played baseball for Gawler Rangers this past season, was one of their top players, and his mum, she's sort of the Ryan family, Lisa O'Brien, she's into the horses, the trots, as is the Ryan family, sort of come from that type of background. And, of course, Lisa, her father is Barry O'Brien, who heavily involved in baseball, and he was an advertiser photographer. And Barry's a big Sturt supporter, and his grandfather was president of Sturt. So there's that football tradition throughout the family and sporting tradition. So Wyatt's got good genes.
Sounds like it.
Yeah, then you look at South. South have got a lot of the players who've been there for the last couple of years, and they've been successful to a certain degree. They were in the grand final last year. Dean Cutting's probably the key player they have, and Jackson Dare is a local lad that's been there forever and sort of lead from the front. So you can't write South off. They've got a good group of guys, and I've got a bit of a soft spot for South because my son used to play for them. Then you've got Williston, who knocked off South on the weekend. Now, they're under Andrew Jarman's head coach.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So they've got a lot
when
of...
When did that happen?
Oh, it happened in the off season, mate. Didn't you know about that?
I did not hear that news at all.
Oh, sorry.
He's coached a few clubs now, hasn't he?
Yeah, yeah. He's also played a little bit of AFL football for a team called Allied Crows.
I remember the name.
Yeah, and he's Darren Jarman's brother. Darren Jarman, the one that played in the two Crows Premiership. So, yeah, it's quite an interesting lot at Willesden. They got a lot of the local labs there. Sean Childs at centre back. So I've always looked at him as a key. The cement that holds the back line together for them. So Willesden, yeah, they start off the season, they beat Gawler Central, and then, of course, they went down to Kapunda by about 5 goals, so it left question marks, but then they've come back and they beat South, and South have had 2 victories to start off. South beat Newry and Tanunda, so I'm thinking to myself, wow, Willesden are in the mix too, as are Central, because, Central lost to Willesden in the first week, and then they came back and they smashed Freeling, but they're a little bit of an unknown with the bye in the round 3, but they're still up there. And, of course, Newey. Newey sort of there. They went down to South by a couple of points after kicking 7 goals to 6, and then they came back and they smashed Barossa, and then they went down to Angaston. So they're a bit of an unknown. So like I was saying, it's sort of any one of those 7 sides can make up the top 4. I don't think Barossa or Freeling are.
Yeah, so it looks like Barossa and Freeling are going to struggle. But from what you're saying, the other 7 have got a chance. I guess by a few more rounds down the road, we'll be able to see how they're all travelling.
Now, just to digress a little bit, but still on football, Jackson Hatley. Now, Jackson, we interviewed him years ago, didn't we?
We did, before he went off and got drafted.
Can we take credit for...
why not?
Well, look, he's a Trinity lad, obviously. His dad's sort of the headmaster at the school. And Jackson played for Central Districts Footy Club. He played 12 league games before he was drafted. Greater Western Sydney played 13 games the last couple of seasons for them. He made his debut for the Adelaide Crows against Hawthorn. And he had, 17 disposals? 6 tackles?
A lot of tackles, 6 tackles, which shows that sort of intensity and pressure that Jackson will bring to the game. And so congratulations on making his debut. It's been – I was surprised. I thought he would have played earlier because certainly when they recruited him, there was a lot of hype, wasn't there, which is fair enough because he's certainly a very talented young footballer. And on top of that, a great human being. So well done to Jackson. And it looks like he had a pretty good game. Unfortunately, the Crows went down after having a fairly substantial lead at halftime.
Yeah, so I suppose that's been the want of Crows supporters. Their inconsistency sort of it just drives the Crows supporters mad, doesn't it?
I don't know. You're a Crows supporter, aren't you?
Well, not really.
And you're a little bit crazy.
Thanks, mate. It's, I suppose it's better than the option.
Well, I don't think so, because if you're talking about Port, they're currently sitting very pretty again on the table after the first few rounds. So well done to them. And the Crows started well.
So what do you say about Port Power? They're pretty boys now.
Oh, well, why not be pretty and tough? Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, just as an aside, when just going back a little bit to the BLNG, with Gawler Central now, they got Brad Mercer, who's a little bit older now, but he's booted centuries of goals for them in the past. And they got Sean Brading, who's he can be a match winner. So they've got a few players. So they could be in the, they could be up there in the mix. Whereas Newry Upton have got Nick Madden, who kicked 7 goals the other week ago in round 2. He come from Central Districts, and Cole Jenner, who retired from Centrals last year. So that sort of gives all those teams a little bit of a hope. But now you're going to ask me my top 4.
I'm writing them down too, because we're going to go top 4. Right now, I'm going to give you the opportunity to have like a dark horse in there.
Yep.
But no more. So you can only have one dark horse. But I want to go from who you believe at the end of the minor round, the top 4 teams, starting with the minor premiers. Who is it going to be?
Angaston.
All right.
And then...
you're not just copying the table as it is now,
are you? Then I reckon South Gawler.
So South Gawler.
Yeah.
You're putting above Tanunda.
Well, they beat Tanunda.
Oh, they did, but they didn't have Justin Westhoff then, did they?
Well, he's not playing for South. He's playing for Tanunda. Yeah, Tanunda third. And it's going to be hard with fourth, but I'm going to pick Willesden.
You're going Willesden.
Yeah, and I'm going to have as the outside, I'm going to have Nuri up there.
Nuri to be the dark horse. So, yep. Nuri, where are they currently sitting on? They're seventh at the moment.
Yeah, but
so you're bypassing Williston. I know you got Williston in there. So, Gawler Central.
Yep.
You reckon Nuri will be better than them?
I do. Now Kapunda, they've surprised me with a couple of their performances, but they played Freeling, which haven't got their game together just yet, and they beat Williston at Kapunda. Williston are a team that sort of play very well at home and struggle a little bit away. That's been their reputation for many years, so it's a little bit hard to put your finger on that one, but I think Williston is a slightly better team. Kapunda depends on sort of, you know, injuries. Kapunda's a bit like Freeling in regards to their location in the light area. So if they have a couple of key injuries, that will cost them. Their depth isn't as good as what, say, a Boss or a Gawler team is. So that sort of, I think, will cost them in this type of season. Angerson and Tanunda look pretty good, mate, some of the players they have. South have the reputation for, you know, really wanting to win a premiership. They've got the longest drought. They've probably won more premierships than most clubs, but they haven't won a flag since like 1993 or something like that.
So they're due.
Yeah, yeah. And Freeling's 94. So they're the two sides with the longest droughts. They're the two teams that have not won a flag in the 21st century.
Well, let's hope one of them can do it this year for your sake.
So ends another Carlin Low Sports Show. I'm Robert Laidlaw.
I'm Sean Carlin.